Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Football Friday, 9 a.m. That means it is time to talk to our guy from ParamountSports.com, the great Lee Sterling. Hello, Lee.
I'm here, barely.
Why, what happened to you? Your Miami Dolphins, they stink.
Yeah. And had Pitt as my big play against West Virginia. So congrats to you. Pat Narduzzi, he's not going to be on my Christmas card list this year.
Well, wait a second. I didn't think you celebrated Christmas. I thought we'd been over this before, Lee.
We do both. We do both.
Oh, very
here.
Good.
So
very good. Let me just step in it again.
Don't do it.
All right. So, do your Miami Hurricanes make you feel better this weekend? They're given 7.5, taking on the Florida Chomp Chomp Gators.
I think they might win the game. I'm pretty sure they win the game, but the line's up to 9.5.
Whoa!
A big move this morning on it, and I think Miami's good. Are they top 2 or 3 in the country? Probably not. Maybe top 10. They're going to have some success with their edge rushers. The right tackle for Florida is horrendous. I mean, this kid got taken to school last week against LSU, and that was part of the reason DJ Lagway threw 5 interceptions. So I think Florida's going to change some things around. You're not going to see the 7-step drops. You'll see a lot of just 3- and 5-step drops. I think this is Billy Napier's last stand. They got to run the football more. I think they have a decent running attack. They got a nice runner. His play calling is horrendous. But bottom line is, I think in the end, I think Miami will win because they're playing at home. But 9.5, I think Miami wins this game 26-24. But I'm a Miami fan, but I'm taking the points here in the Gators. Rivalry game.
All right, headed to the NFL, Lee. Eagles are giving 3.5 to the Rams.
Yeah. And this is a return of the playoff game last year where the Rams, a lot of people forget, had a chance to win the game late here. The Eagles here, they're not exciting. Bottom line is, you know, they run the tush push. I think they did it 7 or 8 times last week. I think public is tired of it. I don't have a problem with, you know, you're helping a runner or a guy has the ball down the field, but this play is getting old here. LA is off 2 wins against really lousy offenses. And the Eagles, you look at their yards per play, it's skewed by how many, you know, 1-yard tush pushes they make and like little golden nuggets worth key points or first downs. I think Philly still is the right side here. They'll make the play. They find ways to win. Eagles 28-20.
All right, Lee, the backup brawl. Not the backyard brawl, the backup brawl between the Vikings and the Bengals. It's at Skullville, so it's the Vikings -3.
Yeah, not the matchup most people wanted to see here, but still think that Cincinnati might be the right side here. Vikings gained just 254 total yards against the Bears, 198 losing to the Falcons. Kevin O'Connell, the shine's coming off a little bit. And after getting 33 takeaways last year, this Minnesota defense so far, just 2-2 games. And Jaguars certainly handed the game, I thought, last week to Cincinnati. So they should have probably kicked the field goal there. Some people might feel different, but I would have gone for the field goal. So I think that Cincinnati has the better backup quarterback. Can't trust Carson Wentz here. I'm going with Cincinnati. Wrong team favorite. They win this game outright. A barn burner, 16-14.
Wow, this line right here shocks me big time, Lee. Ravens giving 6 to the Lions.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. What did you think the line should be?
Like 3.5?
Mm-hmm.
Right, bingo. I mean, that should be the line in this game. So I think it's based mainly because they saw Detroit get punched in the face first week against Green Bay, and sometimes it just happens. It's not your day. But I think we saw the real Lions team last week mm-hmm. against Chicago. They dominated from the first drive on, and their defense. I mean, last year at the end of the year, a lot of people remember how the season ended. They were down 7 of their top 11 starters on defense. You can't go far in the playoffs with that many key players lost. They've got them almost all back. They did lose a few guys in free agency, but they had 3 sacks last week, and I think they're going to put some pressure here on Lamar Jackson. I don't think Baltimore. They might face, you know, Josh Allen can run and throw, but Jared Goff has better running backs and better receivers than even Buffalo. So I like Detroit. They're going to pull off the upset here. High scoring game, Detroit 40-35.
Whoa, music to our ears. Yep. And then the Steelers on the road, slight favorite against the Patriots. The Steelers are 15-4. Excuse me, the Patriots are 15-4 against the Steelers since 1998. Mike Tomlin 3-9 against the Pats.
Yeah, but different team here. And maybe in another year or two, New England's going to get there. Don't judge them by what happened last week. And Miami had the game. They took the lead after, playing terrible for the first half. And what do? They allow a kickoff return for a touchdown.
Lee, your team sucks. New England, they suck. They
don't.
They would be better if I were the head coach, Lee.
My dog would be a better coach than what they have now. But, and that's being kind. And the worst part is GM. Can you imagine being a GM for 9 years and putting together this team and saying, oh, we're fine at cornerback. We're fine, you know, offensive line. We're fine at tight end. 3 positions, didn't do one thing to make them better. But that's a story for another day. New England's defense is still not that good. They allowed Geno Smith to throw for 362 yards. I think DK Metcalf only has 7 catches on 13 targets. They're going to get him unleashed early and often here. I like Mike Vrabel as a coach. They're making him better, but they're still not there yet. Steelers, they are the right side here, 28-17.
All right, Lee, give us your game of the week.
Game of the week is going to be Michigan and Nebraska. Huge game in the Big Ten. Nebraska's looking for that signature win here. Michigan get back on track after losing to Oklahoma. So back-to-back years, number one quarterbacks in high school going against each other. You want to get the game for free? Just call 800-400-9741. First 5 callers will give Michigan and Nebraska on me. I think there's a clear right side winner here. And I probably get more calls, emails, and texts about this promotion than all the other promotions combined. What is it? It's the Baker's Dozen. A couple clients call it the world's famous Baker's Dozen. It's 13 games combined Saturday and Sunday, just $97. That's right. You heard me correct. Only $97 for 13 games Saturday and Sunday. And we've had some 12-1, 11-2, and 10-3 records on this promotion. So never been with us before. You want to try it out. Just one place. ParamountSports.com.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, Lee. Thank you for joining us.
You too. Thanks, guys. Take care.
See you.
Thanks, Lee.
I love that guy. I knew I'd get him going on them Dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
They stink.
Yeah, they do.
They covered, though, last night.
They did. Barely.
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 We were talking before the show. I don't think Tua's very good.
No. I think he got dinged too many times in the head.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, anybody would take Waddle and Tyreek Hill and HN, like, those are some dynamic players.
Oh, my God.
But they just can't get it together. Like, if I'm a quarterback, like, those are the guys that I would want to throw
absolutely
to and hand the ball to.
Absolutely.
How can they not get anything out of that?
Tua, quarterback for the Steelers next year.
What?
I'm just saying. Heard it here first. Not that I want.
So is Dak Prescott.
He would have been.
No, he wouldn't have.
No, because they paid him.
Remember when you said that? That's wild.
I said I would have wanted him.
No, you said he was going to be a Steeler.
Oh, well, they didn't let him go. They. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Did you notice what Harry's doing? He got a second bottle of the Mountain Dew.
See, like, that is the problem. Like, that is what you should be worried about. Like you said, I'm worried about getting addicted to caffeine. Yeah, you got to do it in moderation. Now you're up to two bottles. Yeah, you might be getting addicted to it.
My brain is tingling right now.
Monday it was one, and now it's Friday. He's crushing two.
Is that are they diets or are they regular?
No, they're a regular Code Red cherry flavor.
No good.
Oh yeah,
Code Red to my head right now.
All right, coming up next, Christopher Price from the Boston Globe. He told us a little bit about Jabril Peppers, who I do think is going to get some action this week for the Steelers. We'll go into that a little bit. Plus, what did Kurt Warner have to say about the Steelers that was wrong, I think? That's on the way. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Callis, have you consumed your second full Mountain Dew yet?
We're about halfway there.
Okay. So you've probably consumed upwards of 100 milligrams of caffeine, which isn't a ton, but for you, I think it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Also, nearly 500 grams of sugar, you fool.
Yeah, what are you doing?
We got to get the diet.
We told you the diet.
Oh, my God.
I didn't listen.
Well, I like the Code Red, too. Why hasn't Mountain Dew sponsored me yet, too? They're with Pitt. I know they're a partner with Pitt.
Look at him.
Somebody get on that. I mean, I love Mountain Dew.
There's always an angle. I appreciate that. I like that. Let's go, Mountain Dew. Let's get on this.
I don't know why any car dealers haven't seen my van and gone, yeah, we need to sponsor that, too. I mean, I'm just saying.
Caffeine Callus brought to you by Mountain Dew Code Red. It goes straight to your head. Also, ironically, Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. Christopher Price was our guest earlier in the show. He's covered the Patriots for 21 years. He said his eyes were telling him that Jabril Peppers still has a lot left in the tank. I think you're going to unleash the Peppers a little bit this week. I don't know that he plays a lot, but he didn't play a single defensive snap last week. He's exactly what they need, man. I mean, they got all kind of problems.
Yeah.
Stopping the run. But Chuck Clark, I don't think, is as good as Deshaun Elliott. I think Jabril Peppers could be. And he comes downhill, and he busts faces. I bet you he plays 15, 20 snaps this week. And I think he's exactly what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, it all depends on how much, you know, he's picked up the defense. But
yeah,
you would like to see Jabril Peppers in there making some plays in the spot of Deshaun Elliott. Deshaun Elliott getting hurt. I'm not going to say that that's like a big, huge reason why this run defense isn't up to par, but I think he has a lot to do with it. I think he has a lot to do with how the defense is played in the run game.
Sure.
You know, you're missing a big key piece. He played well last year.
Yeah, he did, man. And he'll make some tackles in the backfield and things of that nature, but he'll take a not so great play instead of allowing it to go to the distance or to pop for an extra 10, 15 yards. He puts an end to that thing and you live to fight another down. They haven't had enough of that. They've given up, what was the number I said earlier? Let me find my stat sheet. 10 rushes at 10 plus yards. That is embarrassing, especially when you consider that the Steelers have only one of those on their ledger.
Right.
They have one.
One.
And it wasn't even Warren. It was Gainwell. Kenneth Gainwell. You know who he is. I don't know why I needed to.
Gainwell.
Tack
Kenneth
on the first
Gainwell.
Thing. Maybe I've had too much caffeine.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. But I do every morning.
Right.
I'm vibrating when I leave here.
And sometimes you'll drink decaf.
Yeah, I like the taste. And I like the warm liquid on my vocal cords.
There's nothing more disappointing in life than decaf coffee.
It's like snorting lines of baking soda.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely no reason for it.
Well, what if you like the taste?
Drink coffee.
And just man up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Can I mention something that you guys might not care about at all?
Of course.
That's my mom what you do routinely. My mom texted me and said, your heart will burst from the Mountain Dew. But then she also tacked on, Montour is hiring substitute bus drivers, which I may be looking for a second job soon because stuff's going on there.
Oh.
That might be a nice second career. Bus driver.
You won't be able to do it.
Why?
Because kids go to school when we have our show.
Well, no, I mean, sometimes they do the substitute. Oh, that's true. I could be like the activities guy in the afternoon, you know?
No. The activities guy?
What kind of activity buses?
What kind of weird mess are you talking about?
You ever had an activities bus in high school? Where
no. Cal, isn't it going to go to a damn activities bus?
Like, yeah, like after football or you go to clubs.
I went home.
Well, did you? I mean.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Crowley, is this a foreign concept to you?
Activities bus where you sit on the bus and do activities?
Like, no. What is that? Like,
take you to activities?
It's a bus that takes you home. If you're somebody who stays late after school because you do sports or other clubs or activities. So, like, I could be the guy that doesn't take, you know, the
never heard of such a thing.
Traditional lines home, but for the kids that are after school, still there. Yeah, Keystone Oaks did that when I was there.
My mom just told me that there's a job to cook breakfast at the Y. Yeah, right.
What's wrong with that?
You work in the morning!
Oh. Oh, so that's right, I couldn't cook breakfast. Well, it depends what time breakfast is. I mean, if it's at 10:30, I mean, yeah, I can get there.
You can't cook.
I just got excited to be around buses, all right? Jeez.
Do you have a CDL?
I get one. That's why I didn't get my own bus in the first place. Well, plus there was nowhere to park it either. I need a hanger.
I'm so happy it's Friday. I am so happy it's Friday.
The universe, I think, transferred your energy to me so that you two can, you know, because somebody on the YouTube chat said Doran looks tired.
I can't get over. I'm going to get a second job. I'm going to be a school bus driver.
I got to work somewhere.
You can't work there.
You work here.
Right.
Also, those two texts you got from your mom, they don't go together.
No, I don't
your
know
why. Your heart is going to explode. By the way, why don't you go drive around a bus full of school children?
That's why it's funny. She just had them back to back at the same time.
Okay, Kurt Warner said the Steelers from last weekend are the real Steelers, and the Steelers from the first weekend, they were a mirage. And what I would kindly say back to Kurt Warner is I think both versions are exactly the same.
I thought you were going to say something else.
What, every passing day he looks more and more like his wife?
Like a mirage.
Like a mirage.
But it's really his wife. Oh, man, is that me? Oh, my gosh. What? No. It's not.
Why is it when I look in the mirror, my wife looks back at me? I don't understand this. The only difference between week one and week two is Rodgers' player makers made plays around him. The defense sucked. The offensive line sucked. They couldn't run. They couldn't stop the run. All those things were the same. The difference was week one, you had guys making plays like Calvin Austin III. Week two, you had DK Metcalf and Matthew Freiermuth dropping balls. So I agree. In his overarching point, the Steelers kind of aren't very good right now, and they are what they are. But the difference between week one and week two was Rodgers played well, and so did his playmakers. And week two, that didn't happen.
And week one, special teams made the plays. And week two, special teams didn't make the plays.
Can you get Caleb Johnson in at all, like running the football?
You really want to? Why? Why?
He's a draft pick. I don't know. I'm more asking because, like, he ain't going to play on special teams because you can't. I mean, you just can't play him on special teams.
You play him other places, like kickoff and punt.
Run down and hit someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might have to be it because I'm not taking any snaps away from Jaylen Warren right now.
Right.
And they love Kenneth Gainwell. He might be on the shelf for a little bit here.
For a lot of it.
He might be on the shelf for a lot of it. All right, coming up next. It's our most popular segment of the week. It's odds and ends. We will break down Steelers-Patriots like nobody else can.
I thought Quiz Callis was our most popular segment of the week.
Do you not understand the show?
Do you not understand how loud you sound when you blow your nose? Literally,
I think both of you should take the bus driver job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for odds and ends. We break down Steelers and Patriots right now. 1 o'clock, Sunday. Our pregame coverage on The Fan, I believe, at 9 a.m. Jason Mackey, Mark Caballi, and Donald J. Football. All right, Doran, let's do it.
All right, Steelers, Patriots, Sunday. Let's go. Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers over under 225 and a half passing yards.
Patriots giving up 315 through the air. Gave up 360 some odd to my man Geno Smith. Not only does Rodgers go over that number, he goes over 300. Let's go.
I think the Steelers are not going to do well in this game. My spoilers are going to lose. I think Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be able to pass for that much because he's going to get knocked around again. I'm going to say under this time.
I mean, over. Their pass defense is atrocious, and Aaron Rodgers takes advantage of that. Drake May over under 220 and a half passing yards.
I think the Patriots get right in the running game this week. He's averaging 260 yards a game. I do think he'll go over the number, but I don't think we're going to walk away from this game and go, oh, it was Drake May that lost the Steelers the game.
I'm going to say over 200, but under the line.
I am right with you, Callis, around there. I think he goes over 200, but under 220 and a half. Jaylen Warren over under 55 and a half rushing yards.
Man, I'm going to go... I'm going to go under on that. I think they want to run the ball, but the way to attack New England, even with Christian Gonzalez, is to throw it. So I think he might have more success from a yards per carry basis, but I don't think they're going to throw it as much as conventional wisdom might be telling you. I'm going to go under.
Jaylen Warren's getting the ball again. I say over.
I say under 55 and a half rushing yards for Jaylen Warren. Ramondre Stevenson over under 40 and a half rushing yards.
He averages 34 and a half. He hasn't played the Steelers' defense. He's definitely going over. He's definitely going over. Over.
Over.
Over. No doubt. Travion Henderson, over under 25 and a half rushing yards.
He's averaging 18 and a half on the season. He hasn't played the Steelers' defense yet. Over. Definitely over. Going over.
Yeah, I'll say over.
Over as well.
And all he needs is a crack, too.
And he's, yeah, he's out. Drake May. Over under 25 and a half rushing yards.
They're not going to design a lot of stuff for Drake, but he scored a rushing touchdown last week. We talked to Christopher Price about this. He's feeling more and more comfortable using his legs, and the Steelers are playing more man coverage. I think he'll go over that mark.
25 is a little too much for me. I'm going to say under.
I'm going to say slightly under as well. DK Metcalf over under 60 and a half receiving yards.
Oh. I think this is one of those games where because Christian Gonzalez is playing, like he'll get his. I don't think he'll go over that number. I think Rodgers is going to spread the ball around. I think it might be a nice day for Calvin Austin III. I'll go under on DK. Catch the ball, DK!
That's a good line. That's tough.
Does the D stand for drop?
I'm going to say under. I'm going to say under this week.
I'm going to say over for DK Metcalf. Calvin Austin over under 35 and a half receiving yards.
Over.
Over.
I'm going to go slightly under.
Did you know what DK stands for?
Forget.
DeKalen Zacharias.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You said yeah.
I knew it was something. I knew it was that.
I didn't. I don't know that I ever looked that up before.
I have.
Even when they got him.
Jonnu Smith over under 30 and a half receiving yards.
Over. It's breakout time for Jonnu Smith. And their linebackers, like Robert Spillane, they stink over. Can't run.
Under.
I'm going to go slightly under for Jonnu Smith. Pat Freiermuth over under 25 and a half receiving yards.
I think Rodgers was... respectfully critical of that drop from Freiermuth whenever he was asked about it or brought it up in the press conference. I think that motivates our guy, Pat. And again, these linebackers can't run and cover. I'm going over for Freiermuth.
See, I don't like Freiermuth anymore because we were a half yard away from that over-under last week being swung in a different direction. I disagree a little, but I'm going to say he's going to go under.
I think he goes over. Jaylen Warren, over under 20 and a half receiving yards.
I think this is where you can get him. I know he's not the really fast running back for the Miami Dolphins, whose name I butcher every single down.
Achan.
But Jaylen Warren broke out in a big way last week, catching the football. Same thing with these linebackers. And they got a good pass rush. Rodgers gets it out quick. I think he's going to have a nice game through the air. Jaylen Warren, over.
He had 86 yards receiving. I'll say over.
I'll say over as well. Kenneth Gainwell over under 2.5 receptions.
Same thing, I'm going over.
No, they're not going to pass it to him as much. I'll say under.
I'm going to say over. Will Aaron Rodgers throw for 2 touchdowns?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Will TJ Watt have a sack?
Boy, it's been 6 games. He has 7 in his last 16. I'm going to say no.
Well, how can you say that their pass defense is good, but you think that TJ Watt's still not going to break through? I'll say yes.
Different side of the ball. Man, I'm going to say yes. Will Nick Herbig have a sack?
Yeah.
We'll revisit that in a minute because I think what I said made sense.
No, it didn't.
You
That's
said
the problem. You think what you say makes sense. It doesn't.
You said the Lions pass. They're
the
pass.
What?
Hey,
the who?
What was the question?
Will TJ Watt have a sack?
No, you, no. The one, the next one.
Will Nick Herbig have a sack?
No.
I'm going to say yes. Oh, my God. Will the defense give up 100 yards rushing?
Of course they will.
Yeah.
Yes. Will the defense have an interception?
No.
Yes.
Yes. Will Cole Holcomb play over 10 snaps at inside linebacker?
He sure will, Dickerson.
Yes.
No, he won't. Will they show Mike Vrabel in a Steeler uniform?
Yes.
On the broadcast?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yes, they will. Will they show Mike Vrabel in a Patriots uniform playing against the Steelers on the broadcast?
They sure will, Dickerson.
Yes, they will.
Yes.
Crazy stat line of the game for me. Jaylen Warren's shoe comes off. Kenneth Gainwell has a helmet malfunction, and Caleb Johnson has to go into the game at the goal line, and he scores a touchdown.
Wow.
I think Calvin Austin III makes a big play on special teams. The Patriots gave up a punt return for a touchdown last week and then subsequently scored on the kickoff return. I think Calvin Austin, I'm not sure he scores a touchdown, but I think he has a massive return in this game.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to scramble one time. He's going to roll, and he will travel 10 yards on the ground.
Oh, that is one play. I like that.
I actually like that.
I like that.
But it really doesn't erase what you said earlier.
Okay, can we revisit that? I thought you said the Patriots weren't good at...
They're not.
Yeah, we said the Patriots' pass defense is the worst in the NFL.
Oh, I thought you meant their pass. Well, no, I don't, nope, I misremembered what you said, which is a failing on my part. Sorry. Doran, please forgive me. He's got a look in his eyes. It's disappointment, despair.
I don't know how much longer I can do this.
Callis, who has more rushing yards on the season, Aaron Rodgers or Caleb Johnson?
Rodgers does. He actually got positive yardage. I think Johnson's still in the minus.
Aaron Rodgers has 2 yards rushing through two games. Nice. Caleb Johnson has -1.
Oh, negative one.
Goodness.
A disastrous start for the young rookie from Iowa, whose beloved Hawkeyes are taking on Rutgers tonight in the birthplace of college football.
Butkers.
Sure, we'll all be glued to our TV screens.
Is Iowa in the SEC yet?
Fan Hotline's been presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll give out Sunday's game balls on a Friday when we return. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Did you know that Dak Prescott's name is Rain Dakota Prescott?
Yep.
You would have thought such a fervent Dak supporter as myself would have known that.
Of course, you didn't.
No.
No.
Did not know that. He played at Mississippi State. You know what conference that's in, Harry?
The SEC.
There you go.
Bang!
End it with a bang.
Where's what conference is Rutgers in? They play.
No. So here's what Doran does. Doran is all happy, trying to be all like, oh, look, Callis.
What?
No more stuff. What do you mean? What conference is Rutgers
you
in?
You forgot the adjectives. You forgot some verbs in there. You're not even speaking in complete sentences, Harry.
I told you my brain's tingling. Probably not good. Am I really not saying things that are coherent? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
We might have to dial back the caffeine.
We said, yeah, one Mountain Dew. He drank two. He's like literally a little kid.
I can't remember.
Yeah, don't only have one. I'm going to go sneak and have another one.
It's like Jax or Nora ate a chocolate bar and you just...
I can't remember.
You find the wrappers under their bed. They ate the whole box. I said have one.
It might have been 3.5 now that I'm thinking about it. I can't remember.
Who's the guy in Dodgeball? We're going to walk in one day and Harry's just going to have a can of soda pop. He's going to be sticking it down his pants.
Look, he can't stop.
Yee-hee-hee. Everybody with me. No. Charge! It's Friday!
I have the Patriots 27, Steelers 20. What about you?
Patriots 24, Steelers 20.
Oh, Doran, that's right on the line right there. The over-under totals, I think 44.5. Oh, buddy, look at you being smart. Mm. Harry, who you like?
Patriots 1,000,000, Steelers 0.
All
just
right.
Kidding. I'll do, I think the Steelers are going to get 20 this game. They're going to get 14 points. 32-14, final score. Patriots win.
Man. Oh,
that's the case. Good luck Monday.
Good luck Terrell Austin on that flight home. My player of the game for the Patriots is Ramondre Stevenson. I think he's going to have himself a day, Doran.
Yeah. Mine is Hunter Henry.
I like that. Was he an Arkansas guy?
Yeah.
Woo!
He sure was.
How about that, Harry? You know what conference Arkansas is in?
SEC.
Hey!
There you go.
That's becoming my favorite conference.
You still never answered Rutgers.
Oh, we're just doing the SEC? Are they in the SEC?
What conference is Rutgers in?
The SEC.
They're in Piscataway, New Jersey. We've run out of time, and
Who's your player of the game?
Ramondre Stevenson.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's right.
Starkey, up next. We'll talk to you in bright and early, dark and early, 5:40 a.m. Monday morning. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Hot one today, high 84, low of 59. Goodbye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.